I'd like to call on Oliver Jolly, please. Oliver Jolly, is he here? If not, I'll put it in brackets. Is Peter Wapachi here? Mr. Wapachi will come, and then we'll ask Mr. Jolly to. Another fan of the Montreal Canadian. I like it.
Good morning. Yes. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
I got to take my hat off.
You can
kind
keep
of heavy, 24 cups. I have to get help to put it back on again. I might add another one in a couple of months.
It's a pleasure to have you.
Good morning, sir. Mr. Chairman, members of COMEX, I'd like to welcome you to our community. I didn't have a chance to speak yesterday. I want to welcome you. My name is Peter Wapachi. I'm a land user of R19, adjacent to R20, where the Wapachi mine is supposed to be situated. I am a grandfather, 6 grandchildren, and 1 great-grandchild. I grew up on that land. Before school age, that's where our parents brought us up. There were 12 of us. We all survived from the land before we were sent off to residential school, all of us except the youngest. Over the years, I have seen projects coming, affecting our R19. Part of our trap line in the north is underwater, impounded by the EM1 project. We never see that. We can never see that. But we have learned to adapt to what we meet and what happens to our trap line. We still use it. Right now, I got some moose meat in my freezer. A land user killed a moose on that same trap line. It was just partially underwater. We still survive from there. And like I said, we adapt to all these projects that come. And with the mine that's coming, I'm sure we can adapt to it. Like Mount Legacy, right now at Mount Legacy, you must have about close to 20 caverns at the mouth of the river. And the mine is maybe about 5 kilometers, will be about 5 kilometers away. I have a cavern there, which I'm going to use as my retirement home in a couple of years, well, maybe 10, 15 years. If I can live to be that healthy, anyway, I'm going to keep on working as long as I can, because my work does not consist of heavy physical work. I'm just a driver for a clinic. I will retire in that cabin. Mine or no mine, I will still go there. I will still see the sun come up. I will see the river flowing by. The river is about maybe 100 feet from my cabin. I will still see the geese flying by. The animals will still be there. And with the one thing I found funny was the boom, boom. We hear that boom, boom. Like I said, I'm getting old. My hearing will diminish. I'm sure I won't hear that boom, boom so clearly, even if I'm living there. And we see our youth wearing headphones, listening to music, playing with their little machines. I mean, the boom boom won't affect them. They won't hear it. And I totally support my former chief's statement in supporting this project. I am with him. I am the land user. We've been there for years and years. Like I said, we adapt. We will learn how to adapt. Life will go on. I have grandchildren that are growing up, still in their teens. I have one that's, well, they're all, most of them are still in school. Some of them have finished. I have one grandchild that's 13, goes to school here. After school, he comes here, works at the arena from 4 to 11 o'clock. I mean, I'm proud of him. He's 13. He wants to work. Now he doesn't bother his mother for money every day. He makes his own money. And I'm sure that as they grow up, they can benefit from this project. If they want to work there, it's their choice. I know it says it's going to run for 25 years. I don't know if I'm going to be around for 25 years. That is reality. But at least I know there will be something for him that they can survive on if they want to work there. I will be happy knowing that. I know I have a lot to say, but, you know, my concern is I support it. Issue the permit. Because we need a vision. Once you issue the permit, we can follow on the vision. Because without a vision, we perish. Because all our young people cannot just leave the community and work down south. They have to find work locally to stay in the community. We need them to stay in the community to find work within around the area. Because some of them are going to be highly educated now. And gradually they're just going to leave if there's nothing else available for them here. And in closing again, I want to say I support it. Stand behind my former chief. And Guy, I was 20 years old. I would be one of your best operators. But maybe I can be a security night watchman. I want to thank you all. I have no questions. I can get my answers from reading this, from all the paperwork that's handed out. I'm able to understand it. I want to thank you for your time, for spending an extra night here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Wapachi.
When dann hage ich swapt kum sehr jüdze goe ich spes bedagnit. Tiagum sehr zmiden he. I give you all praise, glory, and honor. Thank you for this creation. Thank you for all the wonderful people. In Jesus' name, amen.